everyone. How are you doing today? And today in my podcast, I will talk about a phenomena which is very important to us all. And, you know, we all know it, but I want to speak it to you. That phenomena is called as comfort zone. And how many times we have all seen ourselves getting comfortable with this situation. I'll start off with a story. And this is a story of a very dear student of ours, a few years back. He was a very, very good student, and he was always getting into top 100 in all the mock tests that we were conducting. And then what happened was that when he gave his AIIMS exam and PGI exam, he could not get a rank to get the clinical seats that he was seeking at, although he was a very good student. He decided to repeat again. He repeated in the 6 months later, and again he had a rank which was like kind of a borderline. He could not get into the clinical seats that he was wanting because he had a good rank always. Somehow he was not doing well at the final juncture. Then what happened was, suddenly he came to me and said, "Sir, I'm joining a job," and he joined a job. Now what happens is, when you start joining a job, you got into a government kind of a job, and then you start getting salary. So he started getting salary and the perks of a job. And he's like, and then he came to me and said, "Sir, I'm not giving the next exam." Although he wanted to give it, but this time, he decided not to give the exam because he was comfortable with the status quo. And that is what we are all about. You get comfortable. But that is not the full story. I met him 1 year later, and this time he was bored of the comfort zone and he wanted to give the exam. And this time he said, "Sir, tell me what to do." I told him, "Just get the AIIMS TND that we are conducting and the AIIMS capsule. You are anyhow a good student. Just go ahead and do it." And then at that, attempt, he got surgery in one of the top institutes and he joined it. But what is the moral of the entire story is, what I've learned is that even good students, even high achievers, even, all of us put together, when we get comfortable, suddenly, you start getting, away from your dreams. It happens. What is this comfort zone all about? Comfort zone is a zone that, we are all, seekers. We want to do more in life. We want to seek. We want to improve. And if we continuously improve, we might actually reach to our potential and we might actually, do a, big impact in the whatever we are doing. Yeah, it's possible. But what happens is that most people, when they start doing something, at the initial one or two successes, they start getting comfortable. They start getting comfortable. They're like, this is okay. And I'm at least getting some salary. At least I'm relaxed. At least I have a television. At least I have a maid servant coming to my home or whatever. So what I believe is that we need to consciously seek and find out, am I getting too comfortable into something? And because, whenever you're too comfortable, in the end, what happens is you stop seeking dreams and you become unhappy, actually. So happiness is not in comforts. I beg to differ here. Happiness is in seeking. It is in seeking more. It is in wanting more. I don't mean greed here. A lot of people misunderstand this. I don't mean greed here. I mean ambition. What is, whatever you see around, whatever has been created by the mankind is a result of individual ambition that people had. Yeah, that is why people created monuments, people created buildings and cities and, and all those things that you see around are all result of human ambition. Now, what if the first human being who started doing all this, he got comfortable living in the, cave? Then you would not have the houses that you have today. You understand that. So whatever innovation, whatever new happens, whatever improvement happens in the status quo is by people who are not comfortable with the status quo. And that is where, I keep telling all my students, all my, children, that, who are just, I am so happy to talk to all of them. I feel so blessed to be in a position to be able to talk to so many students. And I keep telling them that don't seek comfort, seek more out of life. and they get confused at their age, you know, because many of them, you know, had given a good attempt at the PMT and they worked hard and now they want to be comfortable and I want them to seek more. That's the difficulty part. But I think that's the key. Now, suppose you find yourself comfortable doing 3 hours of study, you know, you have to gradually stretch yourself into 3.5 hours. That's 4 hours. Similarly, you know, whatever you feel that you're comfortable. And I also want you to know if somehow you can seek to work on any one thing that you feel uncomfortable about. You know, I'll give you an example. Suppose, you know, doing a numerical question in physiology is something that you're uncomfortable about. Okay? Uncomfortable about. I would now want you to get into that zone. Test yourself. Now what will happen is there will be initial inertia. You know, it's always like, "Arey yaar, I'm comfortable yaar. Why do I want to get into all this shit?" But then get into it. And more you get into your uncomfortable area, more you evolve. More you evolve. And then you convert that into your comfort zone and you seek another challenge. It is innate to being human is that, you know, human being is a unique species in the entire planet where we seek challenges. We seek challenges and, you know, we reach to one level, we become dissatisfied, we want more. That is the key to being human is we seek more. But whenever we get comfortable with the status quo, you know, you might have heard of this line. I don't know if you agree with it or not, you know, when that's, you know, a totally a perspective, you know, it depends on individual viewpoint in life. But I often see in schools nowadays, you know, they will say, "At least, you know, my son is coming 18th in the class," and, you know, mind you, the number of students in the class is 20. At least he's getting 18, and they're comfortable with it. That's not where progress would happen, you know. And I don't mean to say that the children should come first or second, I say, but to be okay with 18th out of 20 students is not right, as far as I feel. To be okay with it, yes, you know, we have to seek more. We have to seek more. We need people who want to, who are not happy with the status quo, who want to seek more. And that is where, you know, I always say this, and I said this multiple times, that whatever you're seeking in life is actually outside your comfort zone. In your comfort zone, you have stagnation. What happens is when you get used to the comfort zone, you get into a stagnation. Like, you know, I'll tell you an example. You know, how many times do we see people who get used to comfort zone? They don't, you know, make a mark because they're so used to being comfortable. You know, I you know, being an entrepreneur, I have had the honor and pleasure of, you know, being associated with so many people in my life, so many people, you know, and that's like, you know, so although, you know, I would say I in less age I had more experience because of, you know, the number of human relations I have known as an entrepreneur. So what I've seen is I've always seen there would be people who would be always complaining about the comfort, that this is what I feel more comfortable about, this is what I feel, and there would be people who are more passionate about what they're doing. And, you know, there would be no guesses that in the last 20 years I've seen the people who were always about comfort, comfort, comfort. They've never made a mark anywhere. And people who are passionate about what they're doing are the people who are still running. They're still making noise. They're still, you know, people are still looking up to them. That kind of thing that works. So what is it that matters to you? And are you willing to continuously seek it? Are you willing to disturb your comfort zone and, you know, make yourself uncomfortable somewhere? And that is where success lies. That's where it, you know. So you have to find out. You have to, today you have to tell me and you have to find out that this is the topic, this is the kind of work I feel uncomfortable in. For example, if you say that I feel uncomfortable doing a grand test, okay? Because my subjects are not over, my syllabus is not over, and you have your own excuses. Can I now push you into that uncomfortable zone that you give a grand test today? Okay, so what will happen is you will have to be pushed, I'm telling you. But if you trust me, if you trust me, that act of going into that uncomfortable zone will help you win. Will help you win. And you know, that is the truth. That is the truth. In this exam, in life, we need to seek to, you know, put ourselves into some uncomfortable positions get used to it and you evolve. Like, for example, I've known people, and I've known a lot of good teachers, and I had a fortune of, you know, talking to them and, you know, telling them what how to go about teaching and all that stuff in the beginning of the journey when we were the only ones. So I know a few of them who went on the stage and blacked out. And some of them are really famous today, but I know some of them who, you know, went on the stage for the first time and they could not speak. And then they called me up and said, "Sir, what should I do?" I said, "We need to make ourselves uncomfortable repeatedly till the time we get used to it, and you will evolve." So the key here is challenging yourself. You know, you will always have the choice. Can I just stay in my comfort zone and not do anything about it? But then if you stay comfortable, like, for example, in today's world, if you are comfortable in a job, and, you know, I had a friend who was very comfortable in a job, and he was very relaxed. He said, "This is the kind of job I'm happy with, you know, 9 to 4, I'm going there. This is the kind of work I'm getting." But you don't realize when you're too comfortable about it, you're taking it for granted. You never know, there would be somebody else who's more ambitious, more passionate about it, and the organization might, you know, take him, and you might actually slide down the hill. You know, although you were happy with the comfort zone, the organization wants to grow. So, you know, there is a catch here somehow, you know. So in our, you know, so my total advice to all the young students who are listening to me today here is that don't seek comfort in life. Seek more out of life. More than just comfort. You know, a lot of people come and say, "Sir, my dream is to have a house and a car and air conditioned." I said, "You know, my dream is bigger. My dream is that I should be able to talk to thousands of you every night, and I'm trying to do it." So, you know, you have to find out where, what is it that would, you know, make you feel alive. Comfort zone, you know, kind of stifles you. It doesn't make you feel alive. You know, you become bored of it. I'm telling you, you become bored of it. But you need to seek more. You need challenges to make you feel alive. And you need to put yourself onto challenges. And as a student, I feel if, you know, you can do me a favor and let me know on the Telegram or on my Insta stories that, you know, what challenge did you undertake after listening to me, or what uncomfortable topic did you finish, or what kind of test did you give after this? It would be, you know, kind of satisfying for me that you understood what I'm trying to say. And I know of people like, there was a friend of mine who always had a problem in learning a language, and then he put himself into a challenge that I will learn this language, and ultimately settled in that country. And so there are scores of examples that I've seen in my life. You know, for example, you would have, you know, as a professional, you know, I know a lot of residents also follow my podcast. So if you're a resident doctor and you feel that, you know, like, for example, I tell this to radiology residents all the time, that suppose you're good at neuro imaging, or you're good at body imaging, but you're not good at breast imaging or musculoskeletal. Let's, you know, get uncomfortable. Let's get uncomfortable. Let's start doing what we don't feel like doing, and, you know, put your mind into it. You will grow. Because that is the capacity of the human mind. It will grow. But you need to put your mind into it. You need to become uncomfortable. You can't just say in today's competitive world that I am only good at this, that I do not know this. Such answers in true clinical practice do not really work very well. You know, you can't tell to your employer or the hospital that, you know, I do not know this. You need to learn. You need to learn. So you need to make yourself uncomfortable. You need to get into your uncomfortable zones and learn. Till what age? It's a good question. A lot of people ask me this. Till what age do you think I would have to do this? I feel till the age, you know, you want to feel young, you want to feel alive, you need to seek challenges. It's like there's no limit. You can't say that after 40 I will be comfortable. You will be bored. You know, you will become a bored old man. You need to seek. You need to feel alive, and the only way to feel alive is seek challenges. I hope my podcast helps you to see my perspective. And if you, you know, do something uncomfortable today and you evolve as a result, do let me know. I would be very glad as a teacher that you heard me here. I wish you all the best.